What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 1st of June. It's a scorcher. It's been beautiful today. It's the first day of June. It's the first day of summer, I think. And it's the first day of new rules of lockdown. So that's a triple whammy of good things happening. I've been out and about in the sunshine today, and apparently we're hotter than Morocco at the moment. That's the new country we're here to be. If we're getting hotter than Morocco, we are hitting some numbers. We'll be going into 30 degrees, apparently, which is all good because it doesn't look like we're allowed to go on holiday now. I said the other week that Greece and Spain are going to be opening up their tourism and we can go on holiday to these places because they're going to be having like a holiday bridge between the two countries. But they fucked us off now. They're not going to let... The UK can't go because we got such a bad coronavirus record that they're saying, nah, we're pulling up the plug on that... pulling the plug on that that offer until you sort your shit out, which is fair enough because we haven't sorted our shit out. Our shit's very much unsorted because, you know, we're still hitting high numbers for deaths, even though the infection rate's down. But new lockdown rules anyway as of today. I don't even understand them anymore. It's something along the lines of that you can meet somebody from another household. I don't know whether you can go in their house or use their toilet. I think I better. I need to double check. I've got nobody to meet just yet, anyway. But apparently, I did hear that it's illegal to have sex with somebody who's not of your household, especially if you're married. That's kind of well. Is that illegal if you're married and you have sex with somebody else? It's definitely. It's a faux pas. It's definitely not in the marriage rules anyway, is it? Well, I don't know if it's against the rules. No, I mean, against the law. You can't really call the police, can you? You just have to fucking lose half your house to the woman scorned who's going to fucking take you to town. Or the man, the woman could have done the same and the man's going to... What can a man take a woman to town? How can a man get his... In a marriage, I suppose now it's new rules, isn't it? A man, if a woman cheats on the man and the man files for divorce, does he get entitled to half of whatever she's got? It depends on if she's got loads, because a lot of women now, I mean, women are just as, I mean, especially if by right they get the right equal pay and all that kind of shit, which they should have anyway. But if they do, they've got loads of money, so we want half of their stuff, surely. Come on, that ain't fair. If they cheat, of course, you know, not just because I want to fuck off or, you know, for whatever reason, which some people, you know, a lot of it's like they just decide they don't want to be in the relationship anymore. And then that's it. That's time. They want half of everything. They want half of fucking all your money. And they want the house, or you've got to sell the house just to pay. So the bubble bursts big time when that happens. But, you know, if there's a good underlying reason, then, you know, that's fair enough. But that means for both sides. Anyway, let's move on to something a little less... I don't want to get any nasty comments about people going, fucking, don't tell my wife or don't tell my husband how to, you know, to go after my money just because I've been cheating on him. That's really unfair of you. I'm not going to listen to your podcast anymore after that. I'm non-biased. I'm non-binary when it comes to which side I'm on. I'm on the side of the person who's been scorned, whether it's male or female. NASA, the SpaceX capsule's gone to, what's it called? It's gone to space. That's where it's gone, 100%. And it made it there. That's the good thing, that it was going to space and it made it got to where it was meant to go. It's amazing how they, you know, point and shoot, and we're going to get to that fucking station that's orbiting the Earth, and we've got to go and catch it up and dock, which is what they did do. And it took 19 hours to get there. And there's a photo of them. Imagine that. That's like, I hope they took the beers up because the other guys are opening the door and letting them come in. And then they'll be like, where the fuck's the beers? We're going to have a party with no beers. They can't do it, can they? Imagine that. I mean, you're up there. I bet they can't have a drink, can they? Well, unless they have like an illegal one where they've took a powdered, you know, like, you know, the powdered food that they eat. Maybe they've powdered a Budweiser down into like some way of like hiding it so that they can have a sneaky drink when they're up there. I doubt it. I don't imagine that they're allowed to do it, but it'd be good if you could get pissed out your brains and then fucking put the music on, just tune in to your favourite radio station. Whether you can, you must be able to get linked up from down here to there. Have a party, accidentally fucking knock the button that detaches you, and when you all pass out, pissed out your brains, you wake up and you fucking, hang on a minute, isn't that Jupiter? Looking out the window, isn't that Jupiter? Oh, no way. You know, we never guess what's happened. We've gone past the point of fucking ever going back to where we were. That's what's happened. And now we're heading into space at fucking 15 billion miles an hour. All because we like to have a party. All because we're doing the conga last night and fucking... Oh, well, that'd be one to tell the kids anyway, wouldn't it? Until the radio signal cuts out at the very least. Yeah, I don't think it's going to... I think it's pretty much frowned upon. You don't want to take any risks in that environment. That's why I've never, ever thought about becoming an astronaut. I'm too busy in the party. I'm the life and soul of the party. I'm all about the astronauts. I don't want to be in space when there's parties going on down here on Earth. A top scientist wants to... what's it called? A top scientist wants folk to live long and wants folk to live long and prosper by adopting a fucking hell, I can't give you words out. He basically wants everybody to ignore doing handshakes because of obviously the coronavirus, and now to do the Dr. Spock signal, the what's it called, the famous hand gesture that Dr. Spock does, this the Vulcan salute, they call it. So we're going to... He's obviously a fucking Star Trek fan because he's suggesting everybody do that instead of a handshake. There's loads you can do in it. You can do that. You can do all the gang sign stuff. Everybody create your own gang sign. Like mine would be West Midlands, like that. A W and an M. That's what I'm doing. Anybody listening on the podcast, I'm making a W and an M with my hands. West Midlands, massive. But yeah, otherwise, there's loads of other things you can do. But the Vulcan one's pretty good. I don't mind doing that. Everybody can walk around going, or what was it Malcolm Indy used to do? Nanu Nanu. He used to do something like that as well, didn't he? Nanu Nanu. He did something with his hands. I prefer that one. Robin Williams. So you can greet me with the Vulcan salute and I'll say Nanu Nanu. And then we've officially greeted each other. Just come up with your own one. Everybody come up with a different one. It's almost like, you know, unique to you. We've already done, everyone's doing the elbow one. We've already done the elbow knock. That's getting a bit boring now. What else could you do? I can't think of another one. I've got to move on. I've milked that one. Rodents, sex mad rodents. Have I spoken about sex mad people? No. I'm going to talk about sex mad rats. Sex mad rats are having a fucking time of their lives while everybody's been stuck in lockdown. They've been multiplying. Two rats in 3 years can multiply up to 500 million. So that's the kind of problem that we're dealing with, where these rats are having like fucking shagging, having proper orgies, and they're multiplying massively because everybody's been stuck indoors and all the businesses have been closed. So the rats have been... So forget about Planet of the Apes. This is going to be fucking Planet of the Rats. They're going to take over. It's going to be like that film, that B movie, where I don't know what it's called, but there's a fucking lot of rats in it, and they're just eating everybody, and that's what these are going to do if you don't fucking keep on top of it. I mean, rats are quite cute, aren't they? But not when they're fucking chewing your toes off the end. So I think it's, you know, and that has happened. People that has happened to people when they've been pissed out their brains and that, they're fucking rats chewing on them. Especially if they've been dead. I mean, they wouldn't care, nonetheless. But even if I was dead, I don't want fucking rats eating my feet or eating any part of me. So, yeah, obviously they've got to get on top of that. I don't know how they're going to get on top of that. They'll have to have, like, fucking gunslinging, everybody out doing the Wild West. You know, got some pelly guns or whatever the fuck, rat poison or whatever else. It's a shame to have to kill them, but... If there's 500 million of them, you've got to do something. unless you just take them off and give them their own island. When you take them all over to Richard Branson's island, dump them on Necker Island, they can run around there, multiply to their heart's content. Or send them into space, send them up to a planet, and let's see if we can turn a planet into, see whether the rats can survive or multiply on Mars or something like that. See what happens. They'll turn into like one of these like cartoon. Eventually, over time, when they've like evolved and whatever, they'll start talking like us. And next thing you know, it'll be like Wind in the Willows. They'll end up being like rat people or Rat Boy. That program from the film from the 80s, Rat Boy. And they just like talk to each other like we do. And they just, you know, drive cars, get jobs, become dodgy politicians, screwing everybody over, you know. And the only difference is that they chew people's toes off where we don't. So anyway, rats. I haven't seen one yet, so, I mean, there's lots of them, but hopefully the fucking... What eats rats? Foxes. Hopefully the foxes multiply, because I hear the foxes shagging all the time as well. The foxes are shagging like fucking... I tell you what, it's animal... It's getting animalistic out there. It's like animal magic. Everybody's fucking having shagging galore because humans aren't around. Well, during the lockdown anyway. So hopefully there's more foxes. They'll eat the rats. There's the problem solved. And they can go back, you know, and keep shagging. Keep shagging. More foxes, more rats. And so the circle continues. What's it called? Retail joint. Flat pack. IKEA's reopening again. So the queue, I saw a queue in the paper. The queue was fucking ridiculous. There's no way in the world. I mean, for one, I wouldn't even want to go to IKEA. I couldn't imagine. I've been in IKEA. I went there once to pick up some stuff for somebody else. Fuck, you know, that was a bad idea. A really bad idea. I couldn't get out of the place. I didn't know where the stuff was. The stuff was in... Every place is set up for you not be able to find your way out. And the stuff that I had to pick up was all over the place. I think I was in there for about 3 hours. And it just wasn't worth the effort. And now the reopening, and the queue was like, I don't know, there's got to have been like 300 people, all in like a zigzaggy queue. And to be at the back of that, you just think, forget it. I don't even want to fucking go in there. It's just not worth it. Just order it online. You don't need to go there and have a look. Well, if you can just walk straight in, yeah? But not if you've got to fucking stand at the back of the queue and get lost. The best thing I've seen in IKEA was when I saw there's a couple on YouTube who took acid, and then they tried to put an IKEA or tried to put a flat pack furniture together. And they couldn't do it, obviously, because they was off their head on acid. They couldn't see properly. And they're like, you know, they fuck it up and they're trying to put a chest of drawers together. I mean, flat pack furniture is the dullest thing to have to do. The dullest thing to have to fucking try and figure it out. Some people, you know, are big on it, are really into, you know, doing all the instructions. They get excited about it, you know, it's like doing a big Meccano set. I can't stand it. I always try and do it without the instructions as well. I try and glance at the instructions, but they're so long and winding, and like there's so many different times little screws that look a little bit like each other. It's a fucking minefield. And like, especially me, when I just can't be bothered to read the instructions, I put it together wrong. So I always end up with wonky. I've always ended up with wonky furniture, so I don't deal with that no more. I'm more into antique. And plus, there's so much fucking furniture around in the world. Victorian, Georgian furniture, solid chest of drawers, and they're cheaper than stuff at IKEA, and you ain't got to put it together, and it's solid. Why the fuck would you buy something that's flat and, you know, looks shit when you put it up? Come on. There's fucking... People from hundreds of years ago used quality. They did take their time, and they fucking come from quality craftsmen. Anyway, that's the antique dealer talking with me. At ya, because I've even had those chest of drawers and tried to sell them, and I can't fucking sell them because people want IKEA and shit furniture from like DFS and all that crap. It's crazy. Anyway, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what looks better from my perspective. Yeah, look behind me. That's a Victorian chest of drawers right there. So I'm speaking from. What's the word? I'm speaking... I don't know, forget it. I'm speaking from, I can't think, I'm going to get it. I use that furniture, so I'm basically telling you, I'm not just telling you to do it and not doing it myself. I can't think of the word, so I'm going to tell you, explain what I tried to say. Right, a cyclist lost the tip of his four fingers and thumb when he fell off his bike on a bridge. So don't even know how he did it. He fell off a bike and he lost four fingers and his thumb, the tips, all of them. What the fuck, how the hell did he manage that? I'll tell you what, he must have been out unconscious and the fucking rats have come up and nibbled his fingers or something. Although the police went back and they found them, and now they're trying to reattach him. How the hell did you fall off a bike and accidentally sever your fingers? That's just like, that is really unfortunate. Every single one as well, on one hand. I hope it wasn't his good hand. You know, it's got to, you got to hope that that's your shit hand, otherwise, you know, you're going to have to learn to do everything with your other hand, don't you? And I'm left, I only ever want to be left-handed. I don't want to have to do anything with my right hand. My right hand is literally almost retired or redundant. It's just like, I don't know what to do with it sometimes. I've done stand-up, when I do stand-up comedy and stuff, I never know what to do with my fucking other hand. I'm going to have to get a ventriloquist or something, a lot of called a puppet on it or something or other. So you've got a use for it. Probably come alive then. Get a ventriloquist puppet on your hand and then it just comes alive and he starts, like, you know, talking to you. Like now it's talking to me. If you're watching the video, it's talking to me as if I'm, like, talking too much. It's doing, like, you know, when you go, wah, 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 wah. That's what it's doing. It's like a sock puppet. My sock puppet talking hand. If you're on the podcast and thinking, what the fuck is he going on about? You'd have to watch the videos, I'm afraid. I prefer the videos, but nobody else seems to watch them. I've got hardly any subscribers. Getting some viewing times going now at the moment, but not very much on the subscriber level. A Ferrari used by cops for high-speed chases is set to sell for 1 million. I don't even know if cops used Ferraris. I know they used to use fast cars. I remember on the estate years ago, when we were kids and that, when everybody nicked a car, the cops always had a faster car, because when the cops were in the usual cars, like Maestros and shit cars like that, they could never keep up with the thieves. So they would never be able to chase them, and the thieves would even drive around looking for the cops and try and fucking get a chase off them, because they knew they wouldn't be able to catch them, because they would be in a fast car, and then the cops would be in a shit Maestro or Mini Metro, and they wouldn't be able to catch them. But then they would radio in and call somebody with a Sierra Cosworth. And the Sierra Cosworth would come down and then they would catch him. So the cops always had to have a faster car. I didn't need to know they had a Ferrari. So that's fucking, imagine that being, that's pretty cool, being pulled over by or being chased by the cops in the Ferrari. That'd be a bit of fun. You wouldn't get very far. They'd be on you straight away. And that'd be good if you was a policeman and getting to drive that. That's the one, isn't it? When they go, right, the governor comes out with the keys, right, and everybody's going, like, licking the lips, all the cop drivers, thinking, what am I going to get? And then he throws them to the one of them. Then he goes, oh, you bastard. He gets to drive the Ferrari all day. That's a fucking right laugh. Even better if you get to smash it up. Just fucking ram it in. You know, ramming the thief off the road and everything, doing like they're doing the fucking, in the American films. Like fucking, what's it called? Smoking the Bandit, doing that. Big, massive jumps over the bridges and everything. Oh, you'd have the time of your life. You'd have to be a cop for the day just for that one experience. You don't have to. You could be the Nicker Ferrari. You could have the same experience, just being in the car in front. You get away then as well. Well, if you're a better driver, you get away. What's it called? Where am I going? Pudding haircuts. Well, I'm finishing up now. I'm getting to the end. I'm feeling a bit faint again. It's hot. I'm getting a bit dizzy. So if I do faint during this video and you're watching it, don't forget to call the ambulance. Don't just fucking leave me lying on the floor. I might not have woke up. And then if a fucking rat comes in, he's going to start chewing on my toes. Because that is the fear. I'm going to have a dream about that. I'm going to have a nightmare about that now. Rat eating my fucking toes. Pudding bowl haircuts are enjoying a resurgence in lockdown. More than one in six say their partner has had a haircut. it's the perfect time to fuck your hair up in lockdown, just to do your own hair and just come up with the crazy hairstyle. I've seen some right funny ones, but a pudding bowl one, that's like, that's easy to do, isn't it? Because you just put the bowl on your head and just cut around in a circle. Perfect. But wouldn't suit me. I'd have to have the mullet. I like the mullet. You got the mullet, you got the pudding bowl. You could go, what else could you do? Comb over. You could do a massive big comb over if you're bald and your sideburns have just grown like mad long. You know, then bald pit. I saw a guy in the park the other day. He had sideburns and they'd just grown way long past his shoulders. In fact, I've seen him about a year ago and he had the same hairstyle. So he's literally growing it that way. He's like, but it just looks ridiculous. He's got a proper bald head and like sideburns that are like he had really long hair. He looks like a real weird. He looks like a real fucking freak. But you know, in a way, it kind of suits him. But you know, it's almost like, imagine if you had really long hair and you just shaved the centre of your head bald. Yeah, it looked like the dog off the Muppets. The dog with the big long flappy ears. That's exactly what he looked like. I'll have to call him that next time I see him, to find out the Muppet dog's name and call him that. See if he like blinks and go, oh, somebody else called me that. That's my nickname. Anyway, I don't know what the dog's name is. I was trying to remember then. But twice as many people are getting chatted. This is the last one. Twice as many people are getting chatting with their neighbours during the pandemic. But that all can end now because you can get to go and see your friends in the... The lockdown's changed, the rules have changed, so now you can ditch your neighbours. You know, you've been pally with your neighbours, but really, you've only done it just for somebody to talk to. You don't need them now, you can ditch them, give them the elbow, go back to your friends, your own friends and your real friends, and you go back to ignoring them. I tell you what, it happens. I've got fucking neighbours that they'll say hello to you if you catch an eye contact when you happen to be passing in the street, but any time where they can avoid you, they'll fucking avoid you, and they don't say hello, and they don't fucking, even though, you know, they'll avoid, especially when I've seen them walking past them, for, you know, away from the street, when you're not in the street, and you're down, like, round the shops or something, and they fucking, all of a sudden, they're looking at the sky and everything else, looking everywhere, but look at you. So, I don't know what I've done to them, but, you know, they're very fickle, let's put it that way. Anyway, so they'll be avoiding me now. They'll have ditched me. They've been talking to me the last few days. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later for now. Bye.